This is what fascism looks like, beloved labor leader David Huerta arrested. This is about something much bigger, said the president of SEIU California, still in detention. This is about how we as a community stand together and resist the injustice. Unions and allies in California and across the United States on Saturday are demanding the immediate release of David Huerta, president of SEIU California and SEIU United Service Workers West, after the highly regarded labor leader was injured and then arrested while witnessing a raid by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents on Friday. SEIU California members call for the immediate release of our president, David Huerta, who was injured and detained at the site of one of today's ICE raids in Los Angeles, said Tia Orr, executive director of SEIU California, in a statement. In a later update, the union said Huerta's, a veteran labor leader whose union represents over 45,000 janitors, airport workers, security guards, and other property service workers, had been released from the hospital where he received treatment for injuries sustained during his arrest, but that he remained in custody. The union included remarks from Huerta's, who said, "We all collectively have to object to this madness because this is not justice. This is injustice. This is about something much bigger than his own arrest," said Huerta's. "This is about how we as a community stand together and resist the injustice." According to a statement released by the Department of Homeland Security, approximately 44 individuals were administratively arrested in a series of raids at retail stores in the Los Angeles area, while one individual, identified as Huerta's, was arrested for obstruction of federal officers. "This is what fascism looks like," said California State Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat. "Secret police raids. Injuring protesters. Arresting labor leaders." U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley, the chief prosecutor in the Central District of California, claimed in a post on social media that federal agents were executing a lawful judicial warrant at a L.A. worksite this morning when David Huerta deliberately obstructed their access by blocking their vehicle. He was arrested for interfering with federal officers and will face arraignment in federal court on Monday. "Let me be clear, I don't care who you are, if you impede federal agents, you will be arrested and prosecuted," said Asaley. "No one has the right to assault, obstruct, or interfere with federal authorities carrying out their duties." A video posted by Asaley alongside his statement appears to show the moment Huerta's is pushed over by ICE agents amid a chaotic scene on a sidewalk where officers are clearing an area in front of a gate for an approaching van. Separate footage from a different angle shows Huerta's going down backward due to a forceful push by the officers and landing with his neck and head on a hard concrete curb. "Today, SEIU USWW president, my friend, and constituent David Huerta was thrown to the ground, tossed, injured and arrested for exercising his First Amendment right to observe and document law enforcement activity," said Representative Jimmy Gomez, Democrat California, who represent areas of Los Angeles. "This isn't just an overreach, it's a nationwide pattern of suppression. We must stand together." California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom also weighed in. "David Huerta is a respected leader, a patriot, and an advocate for working people," said Newsom. "No one should ever be harmed for witnessing government action." Outrage over Huerta's arrest and ongoing detention, both from the labor union movement and immigrant rights groups, continued to spread on Friday and into Saturday. "We refuse to stay silent while ICE terrorizes working-class communities," said the California Federation of Labor Unions, CFLU. "We are turning out and standing united in solidarity with SEIU California, calling on the release of SEIU President David Huerta." In a statement, CFLU President Lorena Gonzalez called for an end to the cruel, destructive, and indiscriminate ICE raids that are tearing apart our communities, disrupting our economies, and hurting all working people. "Immigrant workers are essential to our society, feeding our nation, caring for our elders, cleaning our workplaces, and building our homes." In a post on social media, SEIU California said, "Let's be clear, ICE injured and detained the president of SEIU California for peacefully observing. ICE picked the wrong side. The wrong state. The wrong person. And the wrong union. David Huerta stood up. And 750,000 SEIU workers are standing with him.